This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming up, Rockstar teases a big GTA Online summer update. Welcome to your IGN Daily News. But first, Sony has announced two additions to the PlayStation Plus game catalog in April 2024. In a post on the PlayStation blog, Sony announced that Dave the Diver hits PlayStation Plus game catalog on April 16th. Dave the Diver was one of the surprise hits of 2023, receiving a 9 out of 10 from IGN's review. We said, Dave the Diver is an aquatic adventure RPG that's wholesome, wonderfully complex, and delightfully hard to put down. Also on PlayStation blog, Sony announced that Tales of Kenzera Zao releases day one into the PlayStation Plus game catalog on April 23rd. This EA-published Surgent Studios-developed 2.5D story-driven action-exploration game was shaped by Assassin's Creed actor Abubakar Salim's own experience with grief. Last week, Sony announced the PlayStation Plus games for April, revealing Immortals of Avium, Minecraft Legends, and Skull the Hero Slayer as the three titles players can look forward to this month. Meanwhile, Microsoft has announced the first wave of games coming to Game Pass in April 2024. Highlights include LEGO 2K Drive, EA Sports PGA Tour, and Harold Halibut. PSA, Game Pass memberships are also 10% off right now at Target. Out now is Super Hot Mind Control Delete, which returns to the Game Pass library. Out today, April 3rd, LEGO 2K Drive via cloud and console hits Game Pass. Two games hit Game Pass on April 4th, Little Gator Game on cloud, console, and PC, and EA Sports PGA Tour on cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S via EA Play. Two games launch on Game Pass on April 9th, Kona via cloud and console, which makes a return to the Game Pass library, and Botany Manor on cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S, which is a day one Game Pass release. Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition on cloud, console, and PC hits Game Pass on April 11th. And Wave 1 ends with the day one Game Pass release of Harold Halibut on cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S on April 16th. Rockstar has announced plans to add Bully and LA Noire to GTA Plus later in 2024. The games included with GTA Plus library recently saw the addition of Red Dead Redemption. Bully and LA Noire, both published by Rockstar Games, are next up, although Rockstar's wording here suggests more games are coming. We recently added Red Dead Redemption, with access to Undead Nightmare, to the stellar games included with GTA Plus library, and members can look forward to more Rockstar classics becoming available later this year, including LA Noire and Bully, Rockstar said. Bully is Rockstar Vancouver's much-loved open-world juvenile delinquent sim that first launched in 2006 on PlayStation 2. A sequel was once in development at Rockstar's New England studio in the late 2000s, but obviously never came out. In November, the alleged leak of a database file for Grand Theft Auto V was found to include reference to the unreleased Bully 2, with some of its ideas making it into other Rockstar games like Red Dead Redemption 2. LA Noire, meanwhile, is Team Bondi's 2011 open-world game set in 1947 Los Angeles. As with Bully, fans have called for a sequel, although Team Bondi itself is no more. In its announcement, Rockstar teased a new supercar for this summer's big GTA Online update. Plus, look out for the opportunity to secure a new bonus supercar as part of your GTA Plus membership with this summer's big GTA Online update, the company said. All of this comes with GTA 6 looming over the horizon. Rockstar has said it will come out at some point in 2025. It has yet to say what will happen to the existing GTA Online when it does. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.